Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Who is this?
Who are you trying to reach?
What number is this?
What number are you trying to reach?
I don't know.
Well, I think you have the wrong number.
Do I?
It happens. Take it easy. Hello?
I'm sorry. I guess I dialed the wrong number.
So why'd you dial it again?
To apologize.
You're forgiven. Bye now.
Wait. Don't hang up.
What?
I want to talk to you for a second.
They've got OnlyFans for that. See ya. Why do I have this sudden urge to make Jiffy Pop? Too bad I'm at the office all alone and not at home. Oh well, I guess my salad will have to do. Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name and I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Salad.
You're having a salad?
Well, actually, it's just croutons and salad dressing.
I only eat croutons and salad dressing when I'm getting ready to tune into The Voice, every Monday night at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a compilation of all the best moments from seasons 1 through 10 on my lunch break.
Oh, really? Do you like The Voice?
Only the YouTube compilations, not the actual show.
Who's your favorite voice judge?
I don't know.
Come on, you have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Kelly Clarkson. You know, the one who won the first season of American Idol and now has her own talk show? Who's yours?
Guess.
Shakira?
Oh, is she the Colombian singer who doesn't pay her taxes?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. I like her. She's a good judge.
Yeah, maybe in her first season, but she never won.
So, do you have a business partner?
Why, you want to work with me?
Maybe. Do you have a business partner?
Yeah, maybe.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
What do you think I said? What? Hello?
Look, I gotta go.
Wait, I thought we were gonna watch The Voice.
No, I don't think so.
Don't you hang up on me!
Shit. Yes?
I told you not to hang up on me.
What do you want?
To talk.
Well, dial someone else, okay? Listen, redneck.
No, you listen here, Missy. You hang up on me again and I'll cut off your hands and make you polish my Grammys. Understand?
Is this some kind of joke? You don't have any Grammys.
It's more of a game, really. Can you handle that, Blondie?
Who is on the phone?
What? Oh, right. It's no one.
Peyton, I heard you screaming. I know it's your mom.
No, really. It's fine. I'm fine.
What's Peyton screaming about now? Did Shannon Abernathy get another promotion?
That wasn't screaming. It was wailing. But it's nothing. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
You know, you have never once asked me a follow-up question about myself before. Why would you start now?
Okay, rude. Just for that, I hope Shannon Abernathy's promotion came with a raise.
Anyway, I'm sending you two to the zoo.
Squagglech, for the last time, the zoo doesn't accept donations.
Especially not people, even if they are acting like two giraffes at the necktie store.
No, you idiots! I'm sending you to the Central Park Zoo because there's been a murder!
Oh, who got murdered at the zoo?
Justin Bieber!
Did you just say Beaver?
Yeah, it's Bieber.
I know what it is, and I know what I said! Justin Bieber, the Central Park Zoo's beaver, was murdered!
So we're investigating animal murders now? You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Squag, I stepped on a spider yesterday. You want to investigate me?
Enough of that attitude. It's a slow day, and Justin Bieber is close enough for me. Now get going and bring me back a churro.
Fine.
For the record, I could definitely sell you two to the zoo. If Peyton stopped shaving her face, I could pretend she was a chimpanzee. And if Rye lost a few pounds, I could pass him off as a flamingo.
Well, damn.
That hurt.
At least we still have our dignity. Let's go, Rye.
When did we get dignity?
Shut up and leave.
And remember, all scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast. Oh. Hello?
A beaver. Squawglotch has us investigating the death of a beaver.
I mean, look on the bright side. At least we know Blake Shelton isn't luring us into a trap. Not even he would do something as dumb as kill a beaver to get our attention.
That's the bright side? All I'm getting from that is that we are the only two people stupid enough to care about the death of a beaver.
Whatever. Let's just go catch the bus. It's the best way for us to get to the zoo.
Oh, no. I am not taking the bus. You know I can't do that.
Peyton, we haven't been able to take the bus in over a year. It was one date with the bus driver, and I told you not to do it.
He was nice to me. He always smiled when I got on the bus.
How could you tell? He had no teeth.
I am not going on the bus. Knowing my luck, he'll be driving, and it'll be so awkward, and then he'll ask for his CPAP machine, and you know I can't afford to buy my own.
He won't be on the bus. Remember, he told us he was retiring.
I'm not doing it. Look, let's go find a subway that'll take us close to the zoo, and we'll have to walk.
Oh my god, fine.
Great, we made it to the zoo. See, Rye, that wasn't so hard, was it?
The bus would have been easier.
I'll tell that to my sleep apnea.
I'm not gonna do that, because that's weird.
Where is everyone? I've never seen the zoo this empty.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a zookeeper over there. Let's go ask him if he knows anything.
Excuse me, we were hoping if you could point us, towards
Unfortunately, the Central Park Zoo is currently closed due to the death of a moose.
Nikki?
Moose? Ah, Detective Peyton. How lovely it is to see you again. I knew fate would draw us back together eventually.
I'm here too.
I do not care.
What are you doing here, Nikki? I thought you worked at the Museum of Frozen Desserts.
Yes, the museum. Unfortunately, I was let go after the murder happened.
Wait. You got fired because of Leonardo DiCaprio's murder? That's messed up.
Well, yes and no. After the murder, my boss pulled me to the side and was very cross with me about allowing someone to be murdered in the museum and contaminating the sprinkle pit. But it was my response that put the nail in my coffin.
What did you say?
I told her that she would look extremely sexy if she was covered in milk.
Dear God.
Why?
I was told by my father that the quickest way to get a woman to stop yelling at you is to give her a compliment. Apparently, my compliment was not adequate, but nevertheless, I acquired a job as assistant zookeeper at the Central Park Zoo, and my boss is still a lover of the frozen frings, so to speak.
What does that mean? Like, a polar bear or something?
Nikki, where are you? There's poop that needs scooping.
Oh my god.
Who are you? Never mind. The animals must be cared for at once. Idina, away!
Was that Idina Menzel?
Sure was.
As the head zookeeper?
I believe so.
And that's what Nikki meant when he said his boss loved frozen things?
You betcha.
Where did they go?
I guess we have to go find out.
Where the fuck did Idina Menzel go?
Hi.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Do you work here? I'm just so lost.
No, we're detectives who solve celebrity murders, not zookeepers.
Oh, I don't really know what that means, but can you help me? I need to find the zookeeper. I dropped my Emmy in the polar bear enclosure and need to get it back. I tried to ask this lady for help, but I think she's in shock or something. She can only say one word at a time.
Cool.
Shania Twain?
Oh, do you two know each other? Is she your mom?
Rude.
No, she's a multi-platinum recording artist.
You know, man, I feel like a woman. Let's go, girls.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm such a ditz. I'm sure I'm the only actress to drop their Emmy in the polar bear enclosure.
Why did you even bring your Emmy to the zoo?
Oh, she wanted to see the butterfly garden.
Haha. Oops.
Anyway, I tried to flag down the zookeeper, but she ran through here saying something about defying gravity and made a little asthmatic kid run after her with a fog machine.
Yeah, did either one of you see which way she went?
Right.
Idina, finally we found you. Why did you run away from us?
Ah, good. You found me. We must help the anacondas at once. Snake Gyllenhaal is dead.
Snake Gyllenhaal? an anaconda named Snake Gyllenhaal is dead.
Yeah, and what did Nikki say earlier about a dead moose?
Yeah, we're supposed to be here for a beaver.
And when you get a chance, my Emmy's in the polar bear enclosure.
Ah, the animals are dying. We must save the beautiful creatures.
What my boss is trying to say is, yes, many animals have perished today at the Central Park Zoo. It all started when Justin Bieber was found dead, and I suggested we call you to investigate the murder.
Wait, you called us? I thought you said fate brought us back together.
Well, sometimes fate needs a helping hand. But I'm glad you have been thinking about reuniting with me, my saucy little minx.
That's gross.
Yeah, Shania's right. I just threw up in my mouth a little. What about the moose?
Ah, yes. Right before you arrived, we discovered Moose Willis had also been murdered. Now I have been informed that Snake Gyllenhaal has also met his maker.
Moose Willis?
You know, this entire day is going to be full of animal puns. Let's stop being shocked when we hear them.
We have to stop the killing. Let their flesh not be torn. Let their blood leave no stain.
Is she all right?
All right.
She is fine. Just enthusiastic.
Someone must go in the snake pit and console the other snakes. Their loss is incomprehensible.
Isn't snake consolation, like, part of your job, or...
Detective Rye, thank you for volunteering.
I didn't do that. Are the snakes dangerous?
Extremely.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. They only attack if they hear loud noises.
Okay, so if we just all be quiet, then I'll be okay.
Exactly. Now you must go into the unknown!
Okay, Adina, Rye is not going into the snake pit. Your loud-ass singing is riling them up. They're definitely going to attack him.
Oh, Peyton, you care about my well-being?
I can't solve a murder without you.
Peyton! I wouldn't want to solve murders without you either. Bring it in!
No, get off me, you idiot. I mean, I literally can't solve murders without you. Your encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture is actually very useful.
Oh, that's true. He knew who Shania Twain was.
I mean, everyone knows that.
Oh.
So no one is going to console the snakes? Nikki, get in the pit.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that, as I am allergic to forks.
Why are there forks in the snake pit?
Silly Detective Peyton. Like me, snakes do not eat with forks, but their tongues are forked.
So what do you eat with?
I employ the use of chopsticks, but only the metal ones, as I am terrified of tongue splinters.
So lame.
Can we backtrack a bit here? You said three animals are dead, so we need to figure out why someone would have a motive to kill Justin Bieber, Moose Willis, and Snake Gyllenhaal. So we're going to need to investigate the bodies and also see the scene of the crime. Ugh, my God. I just heard myself talking. Why do I care so much about animal deaths?
There's no time for this. The animals are in imminent danger. Away we go.
Wait, where are you going?
Idina, please stop running. I have asthma.
Okay, I think I saw Idina run this way. Maybe she went to the atrium?
No. The atrium is past the alligator sanctuary. I think she'd probably stop there first.
Why do alligators even have a sanctuary? Why haven't we separated Florida from the rest of the United States if it isn't doing its job as an alligator sanctuary?
Oh, look, it's that sad little zookeeper. He passed out right in front of the alligator sanctuary. I think they're in there.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, Shania, you have such a way with words. I'm so glad we met and bonded during this horrible zoo trip.
Why are you even at the zoo?
I already told you. My Emmy wanted to see the butterfly garden.
What about you, Shania?
Giraffes.
Why, cruel world? Why have you taken Alligator Pacino and Christina Aguilera away from us so soon?
Okay, who named these animals?
How the fuck do you even kill an alligator?
I killed an alligator once. Me and Elton John were driving through the Everglades and ran it over. It was so sad.
Do not delay. Peyton and Rye, you must go into the alligator swamp and investigate the bodies to stop these senseless murders.
Can you remove the alligators first?
No.
Okay, then we're not going in there.
Do not worry. The alligators will not attack you if you camouflage yourself to look like them. Luckily, I always keep a tube of Alpha Green on me. Quickly, strip down and paint each other's bodies.
You know, we discussed doing something like that for a Patreon exclusive or something, but ultimately decided that we don't need to see each other naked. We're already close enough.
Also, this is not Alphaba Green. This is Crocodile Green.
Oh, God. Crocodiles and alligators are natural enemies. If you went into the swamp with that on, you'd be torn to pieces.
Brutal.
Good thing you caught that before you went in, Detective Peyton.
Oh, did I accidentally switch the bottles? I am sorry. The murders of my precious animals have really got me in a tizzy.
Yeah, why are you even a zookeeper here, Idina? Don't you have, like, an album coming out?
I do. Be sure to listen. I'm sure the gays will love it, but I was told by Central Park that if I came to be their zookeeper, then they would name an animal after me. How could I pass up the opportunity?
But aren't you worried that they won't name an animal after you because so many animals have died in your care?
Never mind that. I've done everything in my power to prevent these deaths. We must avenge the animals, Detective Rye and Detective Peyton with me!
Actually, I'm gonna stay behind and wake Nikki up. Jennifer and Shania, why don't you go with Rye?
Cool. Sorry, Shania. That's your line.
That's right. Cool. Nikki? Nikki? Nikki, wake up.
But what? Where am I?
On the ground outside the alligator sanctuary.
Unfortunately, someone must contact my mother and tell her I died.
What? Why do I need to do that? You aren't dead.
Will we? Because I am staring at an angel.
Oh my god, get up.
Wouldn't you rather join me underground? The gravel is doing a great job at scratching my hard-to-reach eczema.
Okay, this was a bad idea. I'm leaving.
No! Mistress Peyton, please don't leave me alone. Allow me to apologize.
You can apologize by telling me what I want to know.
Is it what medications I'm on? Because, unfortunately, my doctor told me not to discuss that with anyone for fear of being walked up and studied.
No, you freak. I want to know more about Idina.
Oh, just say that.
I tried to. You wouldn't... You know what? Doesn't matter. Do you think Idina could be the one killing all the animals?
Detective Peyton, that is a little ridiculous. Why would she do that?
I mean, don't you think it's suspicious that she runs ahead of all of us and doesn't tell us where she's going, and then by the time we finally find her, the animal in the enclosure she ran to is dead?
I'm sure it has something to do with woman's intuition. Mother always told me it was a powerful thing.
That's not what that is.
Perhaps she is using the earpiece in her ear to warn which animals have been murdered.
Wait, she has an earpiece?
But of course, all the zookeepers have to wear them.
For what?
Mine is mostly to tell me when an animal starts throwing poop at guests or when a child falls into the gorilla enclosure. But it has been silent today, seeing how the zoo is closed.
Well then, who's talking to Idina's earpiece?
Detective Peyton, isn't that your job to find out?
Damn it. I hate that you're right.
Unfortunately, it appears that we have lost Idina and your insufferable partner.
Well, I know they went that way. What's over there?
That path leads to the Birds of Paradise, the Penguins' Ice Capade, and the Polar Bear Enclosure.
Oh, they're at the Polar Bear Enclosure.
How can you be so sure? More of that female intuition?
Too close, Nikki. Too close. And no, I know they're there because Jennifer Coolidge dropped her Emmy in the Polar Bear Enclosure, and because Idina Menzel is only taking us to the dangerous animals. It's like she's trying to lure us somewhere and get us killed.
You're sure this is a good idea, Idina?
Of course, Rye. Have I ever led you astray?
Well, If Then wasn't really as good as I'd hoped it would be, and Enchanted 2 didn't live up to expectations, so...
All you have to do is drop into the Polar Bear Enclosure and grab Jennifer Coolidge's Emmy. I will distract Amy Polar Bear to ensure she doesn't harm you.
How am I supposed to get back up?
You simply look into the skies and scream, "Rise, flying monkeys, come help your master," and the monkeys will come and lift you from the enclosure.
Yeah, I don't know any flying monkeys, though.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
How are you planning on distracting Amy Polar Bear, anyway?
With a beautiful serenade of Queen Elsa's Let It Go from Frozen. As soon as you hear the opening lines, drop down into the enclosure and grab the Emmy. But be quick. The song is only 3 minutes and 45 seconds long.
I'm not too sure this is a good idea.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight.
Oh, shit.
Rye, what are you doing? Get out of the polar bear enclosure.
Just a second. I need to grab Jennifer Coolidge's Emmy.
Kingdom of Isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen.
Okay, I got it. How do I get out?
You didn't make a plan to get out of the enclosure? What is wrong with you?
Now is not the time to be going over what's wrong with me. The polar bear will only be distracted for as long as Idina is singing.
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl. You always have to... I'm sorry, my throat is so dry. Can someone please bring me a glass of water?
Idina, you're supposed to keep singing. Please don't eat me, Amy Polar Bear. I don't taste good at all. I have terrible personal hygiene.
Ain't that the truth?
Stop agreeing with me and help me.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Shoot the bear.
I don't have a gun, Rye. We're not cops.
Luckily, I have a gun. Twinkleize a gun, that is.
Oh, thank God. Shoot the bear.
Not until you agree to go out with me.
What? No, gross.
Hello, the bear is getting closer. I'm trying not to get devoured here.
Nikki, this isn't like you. Don't you want to trank the bear out of the kindness of your heart?
Unfortunately, no. I want a date.
Ugh.
In a public place.
What?
And you must look like you're enjoying yourself.
Why?
And I want to end a night with sexual intercourse.
Yeah, Rye, I'm sorry, but you're just gonna have to get mauled by the bear. Try to cover your face.
Peyton, go on the fucking date. It's not like you're busy.
Ugh. Fine, I'll go on the date, but no sex.
Just mouth stuff?
I don't think so.
Hand stuff.
Keep trying.
And try quicker. Over to close touching.
Wrong again.
Long, passionate kiss?
Short side hug, no eye contact.
Ah, take it. Oh, thank God. Nikki, you're my hero. Does that mean you'll finally start respecting me? No. Now help me get out of the cage. Idina, what the hell? Why did you stop singing?
I had a tickle in my throat.
Well, you could have killed me.
That was never my intention.
Are you sure? It seems to me like you've been trying to kill us all day.
Yeah. First the anacondas, then the alligators, and now this. Something shady is definitely going on here.
Why would I try to kill you?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be the first time someone tried. It
wouldn't even be the first time today. That homeless guy was really mad you stole his granola bar.
I thought it was a free snack bin.
I have no reason to want you dead.
That's true, but you might be working for someone who wants us dead.
Like who?
Like whoever's talking to you in your earpiece?
No one is talking to me in my earpiece. These earpieces aren't working, right, Nikki?
Actually, Idina, I have noticed you talking to the person in your ear many times today. And since you already told me you don't talk to yourself like I do, I choose to believe what Detective Peyton has to say.
Give us the earpiece, Idina.
Why would I do that?
Is now a bad time to ask for Miami? What? Sure. Here. Thank you. You're very kind.
Give us the earpiece, Idina.
So we can know who you're talking to.
I'm not talking to anyone.
Give us the earpiece or we're gonna take it.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, we would.
Get a Rye. Stay back. I have ice powers.
You know, I think we passed the exit on our way over here. Do you want to just leave?
Right on.
You want to get ice cream too?
Chocolate.
Tell me more about the little songs you sing.
Man, I feel like a woman.
That's nice.
Aha! I got it! Time to see who you're talking to. Hello?
Hello, Detective Rye.
Hi. I don't recognize this voice.
Let me see. Hello?
Who's your favorite voice, Judge?
Ah!
What?
That voice, it's the same person who called me on the phone this morning.
Your mom told Idina Menzel to kill us?
No, you idiot. It wasn't my mom. It was Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton? That's who you were on the phone with? Why did you say it was no one? Wait, so Blake Shelton is trying to kill us still? Damn it, I am so tired of him. Every time we try to do our jobs, we have to make sure none of his little cronies are gonna stab us in the back.
Why would you work for Blake Shelton, Idina?
He told me that if I killed you two and brought him some taxidermied animals for his evil lair, that he would kill John Travolta as payback for calling me Adele Dazeem.
Couldn't you have just killed him yourself? Why did you have to involve us?
If I killed him myself, you two would have investigated the murder and sent me to jail. This way I don't have to get my hands dirty.
You've killed like 5 animals. I think you still get jail time for animal cruelty.
You at least have to pay a fine, and you definitely can't work at the zoo anymore.
That doesn't matter. I know the zoo like the back of my hand. Once I grab my child, I'll be able to escape faster than you can say, Idina away!
What? Damn it, we're never gonna find her.
What did she mean once she grabbed her child? She brought a baby to the zoo? They don't even remember being here, and the baby stroller's just getting everyone's way.
Actually, I might know where she is going. Please, follow me. Right this way to the Wodent Wodeo, please.
You know, they really need to come with better names for this place.
Shh. I think I hear Idina.
No. No. Why? Why me? Why now?
Idina, is everything all right?
What? How did you find me? I was supposed to escape. Oh, who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. He killed her.
Killed who?
Idina Wiesel. The animal they named after me. Blake Shelton killed her.
Idina Wiesel?
I thought we weren't being surprised by names anymore.
Right, sorry.
You'll pay for this, Blake Shelton. You want the Wicked Witch of the West? Well, you'll get her.
What do we do? Do we arrest her?
I don't really think she's committed a real crime. And if she wants to go out and kill Blake Shelton, that would take him off our back.
Okay. So what now?
Want to go see the koalas?
I'm more of a giant anteater guy myself.
You are so weird.
Okay, so what are we going to do about Blake Shelton? Even murders that we think have nothing to do with him always involve him.
Maybe we need to go somewhere to lay low for a while. I'm tired of almost dying anytime we go investigate a D-list celebrity's death.
I know. That polar bear really almost punched my card. See?
Rye, holy shit, that's a lot of blood. Why didn't you say anything?
I'm trying this new thing where I put others before myself.
You're ridiculous. We need to go to the hospital.
We can't afford the hospital.
You're right. Oh, I know. Let's go find the veterinary clinic in the zoo and have Nikki stitch you up.
You really want to spend more time with Nikki?
Yeah. I'm going to count it as our date.
You know, I still can't believe you agreed to go on a date with Nikki to save me from a polar bear. That is, like, so nice. It's almost like you like me or something.
You're right. I should have let you die.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod.
No one really is a Blake Shelton fan.
No, you know? He has no fans.
Like, yeah.
Maybe his enemies will be like, that's not a good Blake Shelton. When Blake Shelton calls me and pretends to be Ghostface, he sounds way different.